Thank you. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 375. I'm your host, Sid Souter. And we're listening to the very final tones here from the early years, a band from London. The song is called Do It, again, in parentheses, and is from the band's album, Two. It came out September 23rd on Sonic Cathedral Records. I think that might be their own label. I don't know. I know very little about this band, and I know that this album was a mysterious, they hadn't put out an album in like 14 years, and poof, it just showed up. But I do enjoy it. It's got excellent post-punk throughout, and it's a good sound of the season sort of album, so starting things off there. I've got a little bit of music for you this week. Back home in Kansas City, you can tell from the extra fidelity of the fancy microphones, but otherwise, same show as always. I've got a lot of different things for you. I'm going to start off with AJJ, formerly the Andrew Jackson Jihad. This song is called Cody's Theme.
Yeah.
never know what you're going to get on the Too Much Rock podcast. We start things off there with Andrew Jackson Jihad, or AJJ as they are simply known now. They've dropped the old name, as I guess Jihad was just too dangerous of a word to include. The song is the Cody's theme, and that's off the band's album The Bible 2. Came out August 18th on Side 1 Dummy Records, a band from Phoenix, Arizona. I haven't heard from them in a while. I seem to remember them sounding a lot more like Ghost Mice and a lot less like Mountain Goats. But they moved towards the latter through most of that album. That track there is a rollicking romp that is probably a little more aggressive than most of the tracks on the album, and it happens to be the one I like the best. After that, we hear from the band SoCow. That band is from Spittal in Ireland, or it's really Brian Kelly and whoever he pulls together, and for this particular recording, it was just him. That is on the album Lisa Marie Airplane Tour. Oh, and the song is called Westerly Direction. Sorry about that. Came out September 16th on Jigsaw Records. And a fan of that album there. Lots of indie pop and goodness. And then we ended things with the Lemonheads from the much maligned Car Button Cloth album that came out in 96. That song is If I Could Talk, I'd Tell You. That one I picked up because Kate said, hey, Sam was singing this song the other day. I wanted to hear it, and we don't own that album, so I bought it. So it's been a while since I heard that album. Wasn't part of my collection, but if I add it to my collection, it ends up on the podcast. Those are the rules. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make good acquisitions, get good music, make a great podcast, and keep you coming back every week. So speaking of coming back, let's come back with some more music here. This is the band Duck and Cover with the song, You Don't You. We'll be right back. Set there with Steve Adamek Band. That song is If I Wanted To. That is on the album Graceland, which came out July of this year on Dirt Nap Records. He is based out of Ottawa in Canada. I think a few months ago, I played a track from an early one of his albums, and that one kind of was a mistake. The album wasn't a mistake. The song wasn't a mistake. The fact that I picked that up when I thought I was picking up the new album, that was the mistake. But turns out, I think I like that album better than this new one. So, there you go. Happy accidents. Bob Ross was right. Before that, we heard from Duck and Cover from Boston, Massachusetts. That song was called You, Don't You? That is on the album Stuck in Decline, which the band released on their own Suspool Records. I think it's actually an EP, or maybe it's kind of a long EP. I don't remember. It's been a while since I dug through that one and picked out my favorite track. So there you go. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 375. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook and Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, some interesting things coming up. This weekend, Ghost is playing at the Midland on the 30th. On the 30th and the 1st are the Outer Reaches Fest at the Record Bar. That Friday night show headlines with Ghost, LA Witch, rather. And I forget who is headlining on the Saturday, but I know that Witch Jail's playing, so maybe I can make that one. The Mountain Goats are playing at the Madrid on the 1st. On the 1st, Summer Camp Fest is happening at Holy Cow. That has been changed a bit. It's going to run from 4 p.m. until midnight, so don't go showing up at noon. Though the good news is there are free t-shirts for the first 10 people that show up. So if you do show up at noon, I'm guessing Britt's going to give you a shirt. On the 2nd, Andrew Jackson Jihad playing at the Granada. Taco Cat is playing the 8th at the Jackpot. On the 9th, Quintron and Miss Pussycat at the Record Bar. The 9th, Brujeria is at the Riot Room, and I have not thought of them since about 1991, so I may go up and just see what that one's all about. On the 12th, Sigaros at the Midland. On the 13th, Aelstorm with Necrogoblicon at the Riot Room. I so want to make that show. 13th, Bare Hands are at the Record Bar. The 14th, La Sera is at the Riot Room. On the 14th, White Fang is playing at the Record Bar. The 15th, Shona Knife at the Record Bar. The 18th, Bad Religion is playing at the Midland. On the 18th, Rasputina is at the Riot Room. on the 20th, Malevolent Creation at the Riot Room or Bongzilla at the Riot Room. I think both of those shows are happening there, but I don't know if one's inside, one's outside, one early, one late. They don't really say, and I haven't talked to anyone there to verify, but two shows, both good, both at the same venue on the same day. Cher UK is reunited at the Record Bar on the 21st. 21st Group Love is playing at the Uptown. The 22nd is a Too Much Rock single release party. And next week, or actually Monday, October 3rd, I will announce who that band is and we can start that ball rolling. But I do have the vinyl in hand. I have got the covers. We're all ready for a release show on the 22nd at Mills. Also on the 22nd is Black Pussy at the Riot Room. So you can come over. See the record release, then walk over for the rock show and get that vibe on. The 26th, Dean Ween and the Meat Puppets at the Record Bar. The 28th, Margot Price at Knuckleheads. And the 31st, Beach Slang with Bleached at the Tank Room. So that is a lot of concerts coming up in the month of October. Good month for shows in Kansas City. I'm looking at the website, not a whole lot new since last week, but hopefully a few of those shows this weekend. We'll put some new stuff up on Too Much Rock. You'll have some pretty pictures to look at. So let's wrap things up here. I do have a track from Ghost, who I mentioned is playing Friday the 30th of September at the Midland. The song I'm going to play is called Square Hammer, and it's on the new EP Pope Star, which came out September 16th on Sony Records. This band from Link Shopping in Sweden. Not one of my favorite bands. They were okay. They played they played Rockfest in Kansas City, which is like the commercial metal bad scene fest. And I thought, that's kind of interesting they were playing that because I didn't think they were that bad. This song, I really like. I like a lot. It reminds me of Lordi and the other kind of hard rock bands that are just doing things that I've always really liked. In fact, it is my favorite Ghost song. Let's go ahead and play it right now. This is Square Hammer. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.